Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Sparkplug Radio. I'm your host, Sparkplug, publisher of People You Need to Know magazine, the publication which celebrates women business owners and professionals by giving them tremendous recognition, unrivaled respect, great opportunities, energetic encouragement, and a stronger brand identity in Metro Atlanta and beyond. Our show today is brought to you by The Hatchett Firm. For years, you've seen her on television as Judge Hatchett. Now, she is stepping beyond the bench to fight for you, the name you trust, the results you deserve. For more information, call 844-428-2438. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with dentist Dr. Jessica Lee with the Atlanta Dental Center about seven things you should know about dental implants. My guest today is a native of Columbus, Ohio. She earned her dental degree from the University of Michigan School of Dentistry, which has consistently rated within the top three dental schools in the nation. That's top three. Today, she is a practicing dentist at the Atlanta Dental Center, located at 620 Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta. They have been serving the Atlanta metro and midtown area since 1982. Her organization specializes in friendly, gentle, high-tech, general, and cosmetic dentistry. We are so honored to have on the phone today a woman who is an advanced cosmetic dentist and has earned her fellowship with the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry. Dr. Jessica Lee, welcome to Spark Plug Radio.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you. How are you doing today?
Fantastic, and I'm trying to get better. How was that introduction for you?
It sounded very accurate. Thank you.
All right. Are you ready to talk about implants?
I am.
Well, Dr. Lee, let's get right into it. We know you're extremely busy, so we're going to get right into it, okay?
Okay.
Tell us, what can someone expect from dental implants in terms of quality of life?
Well, dental implants look and feel just like natural teeth. So as far as quality of life is concerned, it is a huge improvement for people who are struggling with missing teeth, or they have issues with function. They're not able to eat the same way they used to eat, or taste things because they're maybe wearing dentures, and some of those dentures cover up areas where they can't use their saliva glands and their taste buds the same. So it really changes the way people are able to eat and feel about themselves. You can chew with them just like natural teeth. They're very stable. Virtually no one can tell the difference between a natural tooth and a tooth supported by an implant. I have patients tell me on a very daily basis how much it's changed their life. So as far as quality of life, it improves dramatically when they get implants.
Dr. Lee, this is just an aside here. What inspired you to become a dentist in the first place?
Well, to tell you the truth, when I went to college, I hadn't made a decision on what I wanted to do, but I worked well with my hands. I had an artistic quality about myself. So as I looked into different areas of the science, I was a biochemistry major in undergrad. And as I was looking at how I could incorporate science and artistry, dentistry came very naturally. And so I did some research and followed some dentists, and after a while I knew that I definitely wanted to be a dentist. And sometimes people are created to do what they do, and I feel I was created to be a dentist, and I haven't turned back.
All right. Well, what kind of experience does a doctor need to place dental implants?
Well, it's important for people who are looking to get implants to seek out a doctor that has performed a lot of these implant surgeries and has a lot of training and experience with implant surgery. For example, our office, we have been placing implants in our office for over a decade. So we have a lot of experience in placing implants and doing implant surgery. But you want to look for doctors that's had a lot of extra experience and continuing education credits. It's one thing to place it in and they don't keep up with all of the education that is required to stay at the top of your game in this field. So you want to look for certificates and fellowships and all the levels of training that is involved. You also want to look for what kind of equipment the dentist is using when placing implants. How advanced is it? Do they have a what we call a cone beam scan, which is a 3D scan that we can use to plan for implants? Do they have a lot of information about what's up and coming in the field or what's the new way to do things? Are they talking to you about healing periods and different types of grafting that can be done and all the different techniques that we can use to improve healing and make everything comfortable? So all of those things play into what kind of experience dentists have and what to look for as a person that's looking into whether or not they should go down that road or not.
Well, you must be a mind reader, too, because that leads me into my next question. You know, tell us a little bit more about some of the special technology needed for implants.
Okay, so as I talked to you about in the other question about the cone beam scan. A cone beam scan is basically a 3D scan of the mouth. With having a 3D scan of the mouth, you can actually see the height, the width, the type of quality the bone has. You can see the actual structures that run through the bone. When I say structures, I'm talking about the nerve canals and where blood vessels are running through. So when you have that type of information, and it's such great information for a surgeon, you can plan down to the millimeter, of where that implant can be placed. When you know exactly where you're going to go with these implants and with the surgery, then the experience for the patient is so much more improved because the surgeon has done so much planning before the surgery. So you may not have to, before we would flap tissue back so that we can see the ridge, so we could see how much bone we are working with. With the scan, you just can do very minimal incisions. So post-op healing, the experience afterwards, am I going to have a lot of pain after this, doc? It is very minimal. Matter of fact, most of my patients after we place implants report maybe taking a Motrin on the day of surgery just to have something on in their system after everything has worn off, and many patients, and when I say many, I would say 95% of my patients afterwards don't even take a pain medication the day after surgery, after implant surgery. So that scan really has a lot to do with how much we can plan and ensure that patients will have a really good experience. It's hand-in-hand with technology, that experience they have and the technology that you use. So it ends up being a very painless experience for people.
Okay, for the people who might just be tuning in, we're speaking with Dr. Jessica Lee with the Atlanta Dental Center. Dr. Lee, what can dental implants do for someone's mouth?
Oh, the possibilities are endless. When somebody is missing a tooth, traditionally, we would have to do bridge work or maybe do a removable appliance. But with implants, we can place a tooth right in the area that they're missing, if they're missing one tooth. And so it really helps to create that very natural tooth experience for people. But then you have people who have been missing their teeth for many, many years, and maybe are wearing a complete set of dentures. And they have lost a lot of bone over time, and they may have felt like they couldn't get implants. And when we are able to give people who've been wearing a denture or a removable appliance for so long and give them an option where either they have a little bit more stability underneath their denture, or we give them implants where they can have teeth over top of those implants and it doesn't come out at all, it really, really changes how somebody feels about their mouth and their function. It can be a really hard transition for people who end up needing dentures, and to be able to give them implants and give them other options that create stability for them. I've heard it so many times from patients how much it's changed their life. Matter of fact, when I finish up with surgery and we're talking about the next steps or how they did or any information that they can give us as feedback, many patients say, I did have one regret, Dr. Lee, and I'll ask them what it is, and they always say that I didn't do it sooner. And so it's just something that if patients had more information or education about it, more patients would make the decision to place implants when they know what we have to do and what they can expect.
Dr. Lee, what is the lifespan, or the average lifespan for an implant?
Well, that has a lot to do with how people take care of their mouths. So the implants that we place and the actual materials of the things that we place are very strong and they're designed to last for a very long time. However, if patients do not take care of the things that we place in their mouth, they may not last for a long time because they're not doing the things that they need to do to maintain things, like brushing their teeth and flossing and making sure that things around the implant stays really clean. If you don't keep the gum and the bone structure around the implant very clean, then it can get infected around the implant. We call that
Are you still there? Dr. Lee? Looks like I lost Dr. Lee. Let me give it a moment. Dr. Lee, if you can hear me, I cannot hear you. Okay, there you go.
Can you hear me?
Okay, I can hear you now. I lost you for a moment there. You were saying that if the person... I can hear you now. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, you were saying that if the person does not keep the implant area clean by brushing and flossing?
Yes.
Yes.
Wait a minute. I'm hearing a little bit of an echo. I'm hearing that. Okay. If the patient does not keep the implant clean around where the gum and the bone is, then a patient can experience what we call peri-implantitis. And so as a result of that happening, the implant can fail. Everything we would like to put things in people's mouth and say that it will last forever. However, there's so many variables that happen when patients are doing their home care or their function and their overall concern about their teeth that we're not able to predict that these things will last forever. However, when people take really good care of their implants and they're doing the home care that we instruct them to do, then people have many years with these implants, 10, 15, 20 years without any problems.
Oh, right. Well, you mentioned earlier before we were on the air that many promotions about implants can be misleading. Can you clarify that a little bit more, please?
Yeah, so when people come in and talk to us about implants, people will mention that I saw advertisement about an implant that can be placed for $1,000, and it's very misleading because implants themselves come in three parts for a completion from start to finish where you can actually use the tube. So I'll explain the three parts for you. The implant itself is actually the body of, when we refer to implants, the body that goes into the bone underneath the gum, that's what secures the main part of the implant. And that is what mimics your natural tooth root that goes all the way into the bone and the gums. And then there's a piece that connects that implant that's all the way submerged into your bone and your gums to outside of your gums so that there's some sort of communication from that implant that's in the bone out of the gums so that you can actually use that implant. That's what's called an abutment. But that's a mere connection between that implant and what the final part would be, which would be a crown. And that crown goes over top of that implant. And that's what we see as the actual tooth. That's what looks like what we know to be teeth. And so those three parts make up the whole implant system. And so when you see some advertisements for implants, we will place implants for $1,000. They're just talking about just the surgery to place the implant in. They're not talking about all the other components. And so when you see those things, it can be very misleading for a lot of people because they think, oh, they can get these services for cheap, but it's just a way for you to get into the door, and then you feel blindsided when you get there because the advertisement says $1,000, and then at the end they're saying that everything costs $5,000. And so me personally, I just need to be aware of that kind of communication when somebody's communicating one thing and then they tell you another thing. A lot of patients have told me that that's something that they don't like. They like to have everything giving them up front. We're very up front with all our patients from the beginning.
Well, that's good. Well, how long does it take to perform the implant surgery?
The actual surgery itself, if we're placing a single implant or two implants, is very short surgery. It can be done in the morning or in the afternoon. It's the healing period that's a little longer. So it can take up to 6 months for implants to heal and integrate into the jaw. During this time, it's very important that patients don't aggravate the area that the implant's healing. The bone has to what we call integrate into the implant. So there's a period of time where the bone gets really tight around the implant so that that implant doesn't move. And that can take anywhere between 3 months to 6 months, depending on what we have to do at the time of surgery to get the implant to stay. For instance, I'll give you an example. A patient will come to the office and we need to place an implant. Sometimes we will take out the tooth and do a bone graft or do a grafting procedure to improve the way the bone is. In that case, we would place the grafting and wait for 8 to 12 weeks for that to heal, then place the implant, and then wait another 3 months for that to heal before we put the crown on. So that would run you close to that 6 month mark. Some people have really good dense bone and we don't need to do much grafting at all, and we can place the implant right away, and then we can place the crown after the implant heals in the bone for 3 months at that end of the 3 month period. So there is a process with implants. The surgery itself is pretty short. It's just the healing period. That's our rate-limiting factor here.
All right. Well, you've been really comprehensive in your delivery of all that information about implants. What else do we need to know about implants?
Well, implants, we can place implants for single tooth. We can help stabilize dentures with implants. We can do multiple teeth implants, like implant bridges. And we also have the teeth in the day concept, where people will come in and we place anywhere between 4 to 6 implants and give you all new teeth that don't come out on the top or the bottom. We talked a little bit about technology, so you want to take a look and make sure that there's modern surgical equipment that's being used, and the X-ray and the equipment is very advanced. You want to make sure that the dentist has a lot of experience in what they're doing. And implants can be done in a single visit. Like I said, the healing period is what takes a little longer. And the biggest thing is dental implants look and feel just like natural teeth. So many people who have aesthetic concerns are able to restore all of those aesthetic concerns. Like when people come into our office and they're missing multiple teeth in the front, or they're missing some teeth in the back over years, we're able to restore their whole entire dentition with implants by using a few or maybe more. And just the incredible amount of care that we put into what we do and the experience patients have is what actually keeps me coming to work every day.
Well, before we bring this interview to a close, please tell the people in our listening audience how to get to your website if they want to read more articles about implant dentistry.
Right. We have a lot of information because we pride ourselves on informing our patient and educating our patients so that they can make very informed and educated decisions about their health and what's going on in their mouth. So they can visit our website at www.atlantadentalcenter.com, and we have a lot of information on our website about implants and implant dentistry. And so I would encourage anyone who's listening to check it out. And if I wasn't able to answer any of your questions in this interview, and our website is not able to answer the questions, feel free to give us a call at our office or come by and see me, and I can personally walk you through all your questions. Number is 404-872-7755.
All right. Well, I can't wrap up this interview without asking you about the incredible humanitarian trips around the world you do to improve oral health. Where does this passion for people come from?
Well, I guess it happened in the way I was raised. I was raised to care about all people, no matter where they came from, whatever walks of life they came from. And when you have a care for people, it transcends into every aspect of your life. Dentistry is considered a luxury almost around the world. And so if you're able to take those skills and take a very caring attitude in what you do and combine those two, then you're able to give a lot to different people around the world. So I've been to Kenya and South Africa and Jamaica, and in those trips I provided free dental care to all who could come to the areas that I was working at, and it was just a rewarding experience. Truly, the people that I interacted with actually gave me more than I could have even given to them, because of how much you learn from different cultures and how much you're able to see the differences in life, and it just improves your quality of life and influences the things and the care that you have going forward with every experience. So I want to continue to take different trips around the world to continue to improve healthcare around the world. So
beautiful.
It's an honor and a pleasure to be able to serve other people that way.
All right. Continued success to you in your worldwide endeavors. And finally, how can our listeners connect with you?
Well, they can always come by the office and come meet me personally. I always have enough time to talk to everybody. I gave you the number just briefly. I'll give it to you again. It's 404-872-7755, or they can go on our website, and we have a link where they can get in contact with us here at the office. And just if you're in the Atlanta metro area, stop on by. Our office hours are pretty standard, and you can see me anytime Monday through Friday. The MARTA is right next to our office off of the North Avenue stop, and it's right there at the corner of North Avenue, and we're right there at the corner of North and Peachtree. So even if you have some transportation limitations, you can jump on the MARTA and come see us as well.
Located at 620 Peachtree Street, right?
Yes, right at 620 Peachtree Street. It's at the corner of North Avenue and Peachtree Street. You've heard of the Fox Theater?
Right.
We're right next to the Fox Theater. Matter of fact, we're the preferred office for the Fox Theater.
All right. Well, Dr. Jessica Lee, with the Atlanta Dental Center, thanks for spending some of your most valuable and precious time with us today.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for having me. And
it's
I hope that I was able to help some of the audience take apart what it is to have an implant and what to expect and what to look for.
Well, you did a great job. I'm glad to say we know you. Okay?
All right.
You've been listening to Spark Plug Radio, the radio station that shines a brighter light on women business owners and professionals. To listen to even more people you need to know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com and be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. We'd love to hear from you, so please email us at sparkplugpeople@gmail.com. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer and my lovely wife, Miss Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another superb job behind the scenes. So until next time, this is Spark Plug, the world's number one promoter of women business owners and professionals, reminding you that People You Need to Know magazine shines the spotlight on women business owners and professionals like no other company on earth. When you're ready to move out of the crowd and get into the spotlight, give us a call today at 770-460-5995. Thanks again for tuning in, and be sure to tell your friends about Spark Plug Radio.